Es fuerte que la presencia de lo es cierto de buen silencio. Ahora se haga a la presencia de lo que se hace y que se toma la semana. So about 2 weeks ago, the President Piano has given a commercial, and his topic was mainly on, this is how we have the manana, and a new manana, we have the manana. That is the wisdom a yogi is attaining through experience, and also through influential knowledge. So Piano assumed that all the yogis have understood what it is, and he has also assumed that we all must have remembered what he has said about 2 years ago. So in that samasa, Sharon gave an example like a man who was cutting a block of wood. So as he was cutting, the man was like the meditator. While he was cutting the block, then his main aim was only on the cutting. His mind never went elsewhere, but his mind is only on the cutting. But at the same time, he knew the connected conditions of what he had been cutting. So his main objective or the work is to focus his mind only on the cutting. So likewise, as for the meditation, Sharon explained that as for all the meditators, we have only one duty to do. And that one duty is to focus our mind only on the meditation object. But instead, we shouldn't put our mind anywhere else. That's to keep our mind only within that meditation field. So in that way, we will be keeping our mind in the main work, or we are having the objective of what we are doing in this meditation. So you become a beautiful meditator. As you become a beautiful meditator, just like the man who is cutting the block, then what you aim or what is your purpose, you will achieve very soon. So as the introduction, Carol, like you warm up this Dhamma preaching about 2 weeks ago.
The name coming from the Dhyana.
The moving factor for the meditator, which is like the last talk, but it is on a different topic.
Yogi Nyara.
For today, there are like to bring some factors which are the supportive factors in the meditational practice. And these factors too are very frequently asked to the yogi. So do the yogi to know themselves or to know oneself, there are like to touch on it, and there are only 3 main points. The first point is you must know your concentration of samadhi. That is the first point. And second point is, what is the cause to develop samadhi or concentration? And the third point is, what are the fundamental factors that will develop samadhi or concentration? If you can consider these 3 factors, then your path in the practice will become smooth, and there will be no hindrance in your practice.
สมาธิก็เสียเหมือนกันสมาธิโสดาบาลี
So as the first point, Sharma tells on samadhi, or what is samadhi or concentration. So samadhi or concentration means that is the one pointedness of mind that sinks into the object attentively. So much so that your mind or loving mind follows the object from beginning to end, without any swing to anywhere else, but it sinks into the object attentively. So for example, like if you are following the rising of your abdomen, then through that phenomenon of rising, your mind is very still, very quiet, very tranquil, and it peers into the object from beginning to the end of the rising phenomenon. Likewise, in the falling too, your mind will be following from beginning to end of the phenomenon without any free thought or any wandering mind. So, when the yogi is noting that way, his mind or her mind never went anywhere else, but there is no thinking also, no speculation, none other mind behavior was developed, only one-pointedness of mind sinking into the object, and it will maintain it there and there. So that is the samadhi or concentration, and you have to know yourself. So likewise, when a yogi is focusing one's mind on the walking meditation, for example, if you are taking the right footstep, lifting and stepping down, so from the moment you lift up your foot till it reaches to the ground as you step down, then you must have mindfulness and concentration with it all along, and there must be no stray thoughts, no wandering mind. So likewise, if you lift your left foot from the moment you step up till it reaches or steps to the floor, then your concentration and mindfulness must be there and there from the beginning to the end of the step of lifting and stepping down. Your mind and concentration must be with it. So likewise, when we are following the three steps noting as lifting, forwarding and stepping down, then our mind must be adhere or anchored onto the foot movement from the moment you lift up, as you lift up, forwarding and stepping down till it completely touches the floor, your mind must be on and with it. So much so that there is no thinking, no imagination, no stray thoughts must develop. So this kind of noting with mindfulness and one-pointedness of mind sinking into the object all along from the beginning to the end of the process, that is called the samadhi or concentration. So to summarize and to touch on to the main point of what is the meaning of concentration. Whether a meditator is noting in the sitting meditation or in walking meditation, or likewise when one is noting on the pain or any other kind of sensations, or while you are watching or observing the eating phenomenon, or while you are walking elsewhere, for example to the eating place, like going to the eating place, then there is tranquility of mind, and its mind is stable, quiet, it never moves anywhere else, it is very stabilized and focusing only on the meditational object. So much so that if you can assess yourself, that you can keep your mind from on any kind of meditational object or meditational field, then your mind is not going elsewhere, but it is tranquil, quiet, still, and it won't move anywhere else, and it will be anchored on only on the object what you are focusing, then that is the time one can say that your samadhi or concentration strength is strong. But instead, while you are noting on any kind of meditational object, but if your mind is going elsewhere or looking here and there also, then your mind is not having samadhi or concentration. Maybe your concentration is weak, or maybe there is a dispersal of your concentration. So if to assess oneself, Jairal says, from after this samadhi talk, as you proceed with your meditation, try and check yourself that if your samadhi is strong or not yet strong. To be strong means, as mentioned, it will focus only on the one object. However long your mind is sitting on the object, your mind never moves anywhere else. It is quiet, still, and noting only on the meditational object. So in that way, you can assess yourself that samadhi or concentration is strong, or it is weak, or it is dispersed elsewhere. So in that way, a meditator can assess to oneself. Sarah explains that to attain or accumulate the strong concentration, the preceding concentration must be connected with the succeeding concentration, so much so that it must be in a straight line, without break, without any gap,
in between, so that you are going to attain vipassana jnana or vipassana wisdom. How far we should attain the samadhi or concentration is, in the morning we meditate and we have accumulated concentration. And that concentration must be connected all along with the afternoon for meditation or concentration, and so at the evening and at night time. So all day long, your chain of samadhi should be connected with one after another, with that preceding and the succeeding samadhi or concentration shouldn't have any gap or any space in between. If a yogi can accumulate this kind of samadhi, a yogi is going to attain vipassana jnana or wisdom. So, Sarah gave an example like how this chain of samadhi should be connected is like an iron chain. When we see an iron chain, the one point after another, they are connected to each other, then it gives you a great length of that iron chain. But actually, it is connected with one point after another. So likewise, if we are able to connect the samadhi or concentration all day long with strictness, it never has gap, then that is the time you are starting to attain the vipassana wisdom. So in that way, yogi must have an attitude to have the straight or the connected samadhi all day long from morning till night time. Shara explained that there are some yogis, however they have been practicing vipassana, because there is disconnection of samadhi in themselves, so they thought to themselves or oneself that however I have been meditating in this center, then I have no wisdom, nothing I have accumulated or attained. So in that way, one becomes they said that they are very narrow in space to move about, just like a prisoner in a prison. So that is why did they have this kind of attitude is, because of the disconnection of samadhi is in them, so they cannot attain the vipassana wisdom. So if one is not attaining in the vipassana wisdom as the time should be, then what are the unwanted effects can seep into a yogi is, because vipassana wisdom is not yet developed, so he or she is thinking, then there is no such thing to do this meditation and become sluggish or lazy, and they want to back out from this meditation. And also at times, they also develop doubt. Is this a right method? Or am I doing a good thing or a right method? And so forth. They will be thinking to oneself and they want to back off. So why do they have this kind of mental attitude is? Because, as Yaro have mentioned, the samadhi or concentration in oneself is not connected in a straight line from morn till night. So that's why there is gap and distances or spaces in between the samadhi, so there is no chance for one to develop vipassana wisdom. As mentioned, Chiara says, if a yogi could able to practice like the chain of an iron, then one point after another they are connected to each other, then a great length of that iron chain is, you get it. So likewise, if you can notice with samadhi, connected to each other, so much so that the preceding and the succeeding ones are connected one after another all day long, then in that way you are accumulating strong concentration. Once you attain the strong concentration, then a yogi is starting to achieve the distinguished vipassana wisdom. So much so that if one has reached to the top, then that yogi is able to achieve Ariya Mega or Noblehood. So in that way, Siaro encouraged all of you to achieve the samadhi continuously all day long, from morning till night time. If you can do that much, you are sure to attain vipassana, wisdom, and arahat. How one would develop samadhi by practicing the four foundations of mindfulness, Siaroff gives an example on one, that is, on kaya nupasana satipatthana. When a yogi is contemplating on the bodily behavior, for while in sitting, you are noting on the rise and fall of your abdomen. In the walking, you focus your mind on your steps as right foot, left foot, and while you are bending, while you are stretching your hands, while you are swaying your body, etc., to all the behaviors of your bodily movement, if you are contemplating and observing on it, that is called kaya nupasana satipatthana. So if one is contemplating or observing to the bodily behavior as it is, and when you know yourself that your mind becomes tranquil, quiet, still, it never swerves off anywhere else, but it will be observing only on your bodily behavior, then that is the time a yogi is accumulating concentration in oneself. So that's why we have to understand that by contemplating on kaya nupasana satipatthana, that is one cause to accumulate concentration.
Dutiyaka yogi mya amera tu niya de khana ku the ma ne da thai da chi de dukkha vedana rui na chin kai khe ni de chin ye de dukkha vedana rui ai dukkha vedana rui ko သူအရှိတဲ့အတိုင်းချမ်းသာရင်လည်းပဲချမ်းသာတယ်လို့သမပြန်မှတ်နေရတယ်။ဆင်းရဲရင်လည်းပဲဆင်းရဲတယ်လို့သမပြန်မှတ်နေရတယ်။နာရကျင်တာတွေပေါ်လာရင်လည်းပဲနာတယ်ကျင်တယ်စသဖြင့်သမပြန်ရှုမှတ်နေရတယ်။အဲ့ဒါလို့ရှုမှတ်နေရင်ရှေးနောက်ဆက်သသွားရင်တမာတိဖြစ်တာပါပဲ။ဒါကြောင့်ဝေဒနာ ਉਪ သနာတတိပဌံကိုရှုမှတ်နေမှသမာဓိဖြစ်နိုင်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်ဝေဒနာဥပဒနာတတိပဌံသည်သမာဓိဖြစ်ခြင်းအကြောင်းတစ်ပါးဖြစ်ပါတယ
် So another cause or the second cause for a yogi to accumulate concentration is, as we all have been noting on the sensations, these sensations are sometimes we have to note on sukha vedana or pleasant sensationsAnd sometimes dukkha vedana or real suffering or pain. Whatever the nature is, as a meditator, we have to observe or note as it is. If it is pleasant nature, we just have to observe the pleasantness as it is. And if it is suffering or pain, we just have to observe as it is as suffering, pain or pain, unbearable discomfort, and there's tingling, numbness, etc. So all these pleasant sensations and unpleasant sensations in us are another foundation of meditational object to be observed. So if this observation or noting is connected with one another, then with that mindfulness, you are having a connected samadhi, the preceding concentration is connected with the succeeding concentration so that you will have a straight, strong line of concentration will dwell on you. So that's why Sarah explained that by contemplating on vedana nupasana satipatthana, that is, observing on the feelings in your body, whether it is blissful or suffering as it is, if you are noting on it, then that becomes one cause to accumulate concentration in oneself.
Now, Tatiya.
So, Siaro explained on the third cause, how a yogi accumulates concentration. From our sixth sense basis, whenever we see, or we heard, or we smell, or we taste, then if that object is a likable or an attractive one, then you long for it, you crave for it. If in the opposite nature, we have aversion to that disliked object. So whenever we are able to know ourselves that, for example, on the seeing object, then the visual object is pretty, you long and you want it. So if you know your mind nature, note on it as longing, longing, or wanting, wanting, and etc. As much as your mind behavior going on there, you have to note on it. So if you are noting in that way of contemplation will conduce one to accumulate concentration or samadhi. And that is called Siddha Nupassana Satipatthi. By observing whatever the mental behavior crop up in our mind, then we have to focus on it instantly and observe on it, and that way of observation or contemplating must be continuous one after another to our mental behavior. So if we are doing so, we are practicing Siddha Nupassana Satipatthi. We are having the mindfulness on mind behavior. So this Siddha Nupassana Satipatthi become one field of the course to attain samadhi or concentration. So Sarah explained on the fourth course to accumulate concentration. That is when we are contemplating on Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthi. That is, for example, while we are doing the sitting meditation, our mind never stays on that object. But instead, we long for any sensual object that you have encountered before, or any kind of sensual craving or desire crop up in your mind. You should know instantly as soon as it crop up. And when it dissolute or passes away too, the meditator must know it has gone off or disappear. Likewise, whenever you develop anger, you should know how this anger develops and how it disappears. You must know it instantly. Likewise, whenever you have suffering in your mind or disheartening in your mind, note on it as it arises and observe on it as it passes off. And sometimes, yogi's mental attitude becomes slackened so that chinna metta or sleepiness and drowsiness will set in. So whenever that sloth and torpor sets in, then you must know as soon as it arrives, and when it disappears, a yogi must be aware about it. So likewise, whenever there are worries and flurries in your mind too, one must know how it arrives, how it disappears. As well, whenever you think about something you have done misdeeds, you will get regret or guilt or remorse. Whatever the mental nature you are observing, you must know about it. So as for a yogi who has not yet tasted the essence or the flavor of the Dhamma, then yogi would be thinking this way or that way, and a yogi is developing doubt and perplexity on this Dhamma and the practice. So if a yogi is developing this doubt, note as doubt, as it arrives and as it disappears, yogi must know it. And also, whenever there is perplexity or any wavering in your mind, know it as it arrives, and when it disappears too, you must understand it. So in that way, a yogi is noting continuously to all these mental phenomena, then you are doing the continuous noting in Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthi. If you are contemplating in that manner, that Dhamma Nupassana Satipatthana, or contemplation on all the mental objects, then this becomes as a cause to accumulate strong concentration. So Sierra touched on four types of Sammapatthana. These four types in Pali name, number one is called Uppanna Pabbaka, number two is Anuppanna Pabbaka, number three is Anuppanna Kutala, and number four is Uppanna Kutala. These Pali terms will be explained further. And as for one, Uppanna Pabbaka, that is the sin or the unwholesomeness or the unskilled state we have done from the moment you since childhood up till now, we all have done in one way or the other a kind of akusala, misdeeds in our pastime. So these kind of misdeeds or akusala must be get rid of from ourselves. How to get rid of means, as we are in the meditation, as we are noting so, this unwholesomeness will crop up in your mind and you are dispelling or get rid of that akusala. So this way of getting rid of the past akusala or unwholesomeness is one kind of accompaniment to conduce samadhi or concentration. Jara explained further on the first fact that when we were young, we couldn't understand with a reasoning power whether this is effective or not effective, whether it is not beneficial or beneficial as such, then without any reasoning, we have committed so many akusala or unwholesome deeds. Some kind of unwholesome deeds we have done with bodily behavior. Sometimes we did it with verbal behavior. Sometimes from our mind, we have thought of unwholesome or akusala thoughts will crop up in our mind. So while in the line of our meditation, whenever we remembered about these akusala or unwholesomeness in our mind, what we have done before, as soon as it arrives, then we have to note it instantly. So much so that with that determination that I am not going to commit this kind of akusala anymore, so as such you have already get rid of or dispel the akusala you have done before. So this way of contemplating in your mind is the right exertion of your mind, is the first kind of sammapatthana which will conduce one to accumulate concentration.
Dutiya samadhi.
Sierra explained on the second type of sammapatthana or the right exertion of a right exertion from your mind. This right exertion is, as we have propagated and flourished our mind with wisdom, then we know this is akusala or unwholesome. As we come to understand this such and such is an akusala or unwholesomeness, with our wisdom, we have determined that next time I won't let it happen to me, this kind of akusala. So that you try to avoid any kind of akusala from your three kinds of deeds, as well you try to prevent not to develop in yourself. So this is the second kind of sammapatthana or right exertion to conduce concentration. So another kind of developing wholesomeness in one is, as we develop our jnana or wisdom in ourselves, then in this life we have done some kind of meritorious deeds. So as we have understood that we have done some kind of meritorious deeds, we cherish it, we persevere it, and repeatedly we want to flourish it and we want to develop it. So in that way of repeatedly flourishing this kind of meritorious deeds is another kind of right exertion. So in summarization, Sierra explained on the four types of sammapatthana or right exertion or right effort. The first kind of right exertion is to get rid of or dispel the unwholesomeness which we have done before. And second kind is the unwholesomeness which has not yet arisen must be prevented not to arise again. So this is the second kind of sammapatthana or right exertion. And the third kind is we need to develop ourselves with kusala or wholesomeness which have not yet developed to be developed. That is the third kind of samapatthana. And the fourth kind is what that kind of wholesomeness which have already developed must be persevered, must be repeatedly developed and flourish it, and that is the fourth kind of samapatthana. In summarization, these are the four points of right exertion. So as the conclusion for today's Sharok talk, Sharok gave a summarization that for all of us, we have to remember as a first point that to accumulate samadhi or concentration oneself, you must know yourself. How far you have accumulated, is it little or strong or very strong, etc. And second point is, this kind of samadhi won't develop without any cause. It will develop only with the cause, and that cause is none other than satipatthana, dhamma practice. And the third point, in summary, is we must remember that while practicing the satipatthana dhamma practice, as an accompaniment, we must develop samapatthana, four types of right exertion. So if we can equip ourselves with all these powers, our four foundations of mindfulness, plus four kinds of right exertion, then we will be able to surpass all the difficulties, and you will achieve all your objectives. So, Sarah stops today's talk. Now we come to the conclusion.